Atomic waste has been building up for decades at the nation's 103 nuclear reactors. On Capitol Hill yesterday, the House voted to ship 77,000 tons of it to Nevada for burial under Yucca Mountain. The 306-117 vote was bipartisan, with half the Democrats voting in favor. The vote overrides last month's veto of the project by Nevada Republican Governor Kenny Gwin. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Nevada is where the federal government began above-ground testing of nuclear bombs half a century ago. Yesterday, Illinois Republican John Shimkus brandished a commemorative Nevada license plate featuring a mushroom cloud as he argued for sending the nation's nuclear waste to Yucca Mountain.
The state of Nevada can again fulfill their nuclear legacy and continue to aid this nation and our citizens by safely storing high-level nuclear waste for our country.
Nevada Democrat Shelley Berkeley replied that her constituents are not the least bit interested in fulfilling any nuclear legacy.
Nevada does not use nuclear energy. Nevada does not produce 1 ounce of nuclear waste. Yet Nevada is being asked to carry the weight of a burden we have had no part in creating.
But 15 years ago, Congress decided Yucca Mountain would be the sole site to be considered for a national nuclear waste repository mandated by a 1982 law. $7 billion have been spent since then trying to determine whether the site is indeed adequate. Louisiana Republican Billy Tozan, who chairs the House Energy and Commerce Committee, says it is.
The Yucca Mountain site is located 90 miles away from Las Vegas. It is isolated on remote federal land at the Nevada test site, 14 miles away from the closest residence, and it is safe and secure.
The nuclear waste would be buried 600 feet below ground in steel drums covered by a titanium shield. President Bush in February approved beginning the process of licensing the facility. But House Democratic Leader Dick Gephardt says Nevada's governor did the right thing when he vetoed the president's order.
The General Accounting Office a few months ago said that storing waste at Yucca could infect water supplies and release deadly toxins into the surrounding air. It cited 293 scientific questions for which the federal government has no answers.
Still, many lawmakers like Michigan Republican Joe Nolenberg, who has a nuclear reactor in his district, played down the risk of storing waste at Yucca Mountain.
The far greater risk in my mind is to leave that waste in our backyards, on our lake shores and in our communities in the 39 states where it currently is stored.
But Nevada's Shelley Berkeley argued the country would be at a greater risk shipping the waste to her state.
If we approve Yucca Mountain, more than 108,000 shipments of deadly nuclear waste will be rolling across our nation's highways and railroads through 43 states for the next 38 years on its way to Yucca Mountain.
And Michigan Democrat Lynn Rivers pointed out that 16 million people live within a half mile of projected transportation routes for the nuclear waste.
This waste is so radioactive that direct exposure quickly causes death, and even a minute particle ingested or inhaled will cause cancer.
Which is why Illinois Republican Mark Kirk argued the waste should be kept well out of the reach of terrorists.
A vote for this resolution is a vote to protect our nation from further terrorist attacks. Removing nuclear waste from 131 sites to a single repository buried deep inside a mountain range, 100 miles from a population center, is much safer from sabotage or terrorism.
The Senate must also override the governor's veto no later than mid-July for the Yucca Mountain project to move forward. Nevada Republican Senator John Ensign hopes several hearings planned for the next weeks will convince his colleagues the repository is a bad idea.
We've known that the battle is in the Senate, and we have to redouble our efforts now.
But right now, there are many more senators who support going ahead with the Yucca Mountain repository than those who oppose it. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.